along with Marcus Jones. We are in Rudderville, home of the Page Patriots. Beautiful setting here tonight, Marcus. What a brand new turf field they just installed. Wichita County had this installed for the Page Patriots as well. Much needed, much overdue.
Oh, there's some college kids going to be jealous of this field.
Oh, I got to tell you something. I'm the people at the Masters will be jealous of this field. This is as nice a field as you're going to see. What I like about it, the sidelines are marked very distinctively, and every 10 yards, every 5 yards, it's a different color. So they've got the grass light, dark. Really gives a nice contrast. It makes for a beautiful setting tonight. We had a torrential downpour, at least in my neighborhood earlier today. I walked on the field, didn't affect it one iota. Not one iota.
Because it has, most of these fields, they're rubber-based, right? They have those
exactly.
Little rubber pellets on there, and then those will soak up the moisture and just wick it off, I guess.
Yep. Well, it's 78 degrees here tonight. It'll be a kickoff. The wind's blowing out of the south at 4 miles an hour. It is a humid night at 82 degrees. We're going to have Goss Bolden at halftime. He's going to be doing the Matthews Team Sports Special halftime interview with Principal Shane Pantall of the Page Patriots. Looking forward to that. Marcus, you and I will get a much-deserved, much-needed break. Goss will be enjoying some of the deli sandwiches on a croissant. I didn't know, he didn't know I could speak French, but that's another story. But
oui.
And, hey, your thoughts about this ball game? We've seen both these teams play. We watched Summit play at Indy, and they hung with Indy tonight. Lost 42-32, but just kept coming back. Page was outmanned, outgunned, outnumbered when they played at Ravenwood, the Lightning ball game. Your thoughts?
I'm looking forward, Jeremy, to seeing this Page team more at full strength. When we saw them against Ravenwood, Cade Walker wasn't himself, and he wasn't in 3/4 of the game. I'm looking forward to seeing how he runs his offense, because honestly, when he wasn't there, it wasn't the backup's fault. He's the backup for a reason,
right.
And he doesn't get the snaps that the starter gets. And so I'm sure that changed the offensive game plan, the play calling. I'm looking forward to seeing Page, or at least playing up against a higher classification team, aren't they?
Yes, yeah, going 4A. Well, actually, both of them are 5A now. This is the district game.
So
they're in the same district, which is nice. And the way both these schools are growing,
they're going to be moving up soon.
By 2022, they'll be 6A. Can you imagine? Just for listeners, just conjure this thought. First of all, Fairview's growing. They're 3A. They could be 6A by then. We had Fairview, Page, Summit, Indy, Centennial, Ravenwood, Brentwood, Franklin. Who am I leaving out?
Nolensville.
That's 9. Could you imagine a 9-team district?
Tommy, you got to have these readers on.
Well, thank you. I didn't have to bend over and get them. You're more versatile than I am. But could you imagine a 9-team district, like a region like that?
So I feel like they'd have to leave someone out. I don't think they could do 9. I think one team would have to be left out.
Yeah, I think you're right. That's what we said.
They'd probably leave Fairview out.
There you go.
Because I think Fairview, it's going to be a while for Fairview to be 6A. I know they're growing over there, but going from 3A to 6A in 4 years, that might be somewhat of a stretch. Maybe in the next 10 years.
Right. Yeah, you're probably right. I think you're right. Hey, a shout out to Larry Dale. He's listening on AM 950. You're right. Not only do we call this Rudderville, we're also known as Arno. And Larry Dale, former general manager over at the co-op, good friend of mine. And I don't know if he claimed that. I'll claim him. But appreciate him tuning in tonight on regular AM 950. If you happen to call the station and wonder why radio.net's not up, we're having a little technical issues working on that. And that and WAKMWorldwide.com will be up and running shortly. It's almost time for the national anthem. The bands are starting to walk on the field. The players are coming out to line up to stretch out again. Marcus, we'll wait on the coin toss. It'll be after that.
Yes.
Any thoughts? I'll hush and let you talk about your thoughts in these other games, especially from the Summit side of the field.
So with Summit, it's going to be the run game like usual. Prince George, Odemegwu, and then the misdirection that they always run with that sweep toss that they sometimes misdirection with the handoff. If they're going to be able to pull that off against this Page defense.
I don't know. We will find out here shortly. Can you see who? Let's see. I know.
I can't see Summit off the top of my head. I can see Page right in front of me, though.
I know we got 44-23, which is
the captains for Page are number 44. Jackson Satterfield, number 88, Sam Kramer, and number 23, Luke Bowers.
We had the pleasure of interviewing Bowers and Satterfield at Rouds a couple weeks ago. Fine young men, very, very talkative, very, very intuitive, and very confident in their abilities. I'm looking forward to watching them play what I would consider a more equal opponent tonight.
Yes, and right now the flag and the the color guard are blocking the summit cap because I can't see them right now, Stormy.
Well, they're just about to march on the field. The Page band is down to our left tonight. Page will be in all red uniforms with white helmets, white numerals. Summit's going to be in the almost my favorite uniforms. They had those navy matte navy helmets, white jerseys, and navy pants. Very, very, very
clean,
very professional looking uniforms. You like those? Hey, well, let's do Keelan. Let's go back because the national anthem's going to be here shortly. Let's go back for 3 minutes. A quick 3 minutes. We'll get caught up. We'll have the starting lineup for another side plus the coin toss. This is sports on AM 950.
Make pain a thing of the past with help from our friends at the Bone and Joint Institute of Tennessee, Tennessee's destination for outstanding orthopedic care. From aging or overuse to a traumatic accident or sports-related injury, they'll be there for you every step of the way to help improve your range of motion, mobility, and quality of life. Put your trust in the hands of experts and visit boneandjointtn.org or call 615-791-2630 to make your appointment today.
Hello, this is Garth Bolden with Gateway Tire and Service Center. Located on Cool Springs Boulevard and McEwen Drive in Franklin, Tennessee, Gateway Tire and Service Center is your local Yokohama tire dealer, and we're proud to have served Williamson County for over 25 years. With each new Yokohama tire purchase, you'll receive free lifetime tire rotation and balance, manufacturer's warranty, and road hazard warranty. Call 615-771-7080 and receive valuable discounts when you mention that you heard about us on WAKM Radio, AM 950.
For a great pizza experience, Nashville Pizza is the place to be. Nashville Pizza Company uses only the freshest ingredients and makes its pizza dough daily. It's never frozen and contains no sugars. At Nashville Pizza Company, check out the delicious daily lunch specials. Menu items include appetizers, salads, sandwiches, and slices. Nashville Pizza, voted as a finalist for Nashville's best pizza. Two convenient locations. 152 Watson Glen Shopping Center on Highway 96 East. Phone 595-8001. And 2176 Hillsborough Road in Grassland. Phone 591-7050. Open Monday through Thursday, 11 to 9. Friday and Saturday, 11 to 10. And Sunday, 12 to 8. And go to their website, www.nashvillepizzacompany.com. Register to join their email list and take advantage of weekly promotions. Nashville Pizza Company, now delivering in your area. For the best pizza, it's Nashville Pizza.
So you're listening to today's game and you don't have a shirt, hat, or a tumbler with the team logo? Call Tom A. Productions. That's right. Tom A. Productions has all kinds of products just waiting for your logo. For over 20 years, Tom A. Productions has been working with customers all over the Southeast to help promote their company, church, or favorite team. Call 615-309-8089 or visit tomaproductions.com and let Tom A. Productions put your logo on just about anything.
AM 950 WAKM Franklin. Available on the radio.net app.
Right here in Williamson County, you can feed a family of four for $15.99 at Stroud's Barbecue. That includes 1 pound of pork or pulled chicken, buns, and a pint of a side item. Throw in a half gallon of tea or lemonade at Stroud's Barbecue. Right here in Williamson County, you can feed a family of four for $15.99. 615-595-0200. Open 7 to 8 Monday through Saturday and 7 to 6 on Sunday. That's Stroud's Barbecue right here in Williamson County.
We are back. It's a beautiful night. Page High School, Page Patriots taking on the Summit. Martin, Marcus, the captains are meeting at midfield. Who do you have there for both teams?
We're on Summit side. We already did Page. Summit side, it's Zach Klaus. It's Christian Jolly, Jacob Douglas, and Braden Stem, all seniors for Summit.
Stem and Klaus last night at Trials, we fed them well. They love those barbecue nachos. Garth Bolden would make him happy.
So they were carbo loading.
They were carbo loading, and they both hung back up and had some banana pudding.
Oh, did they save any for me?
Nope. That's last night they didn't. They had plenty tonight. So, waiting on the toss. As we said earlier, Page is going to be in all red tonight with white helmets, white numerals, white shoes. Summit's going to have those dark navy helmets, white jerseys, and navy pants.
Now, what color did they tell us that helmet was? Did they say it was a dark navy?
It was a navy matte.
A navy matte, okay.
Matte spelled M-A-T-T-E for all you artiste. Larry Dale would be an artiste type, you know. He's that way.
Now, what's taking so long with this toss now?
Well, he's decided which side of the coin's heads and which side of tails.
No, don't they know it's 7:03? This game's supposed to be underway.
Well, this official, is this the same officiating crew we've had the last 3-4 weeks? Hopefully not.
I mean, they follow us around.
I'm hoping it's not the same crew.
And there's the toss. It looks like Summit has won the toss, Stormy. and it looks like they've deferred because they're talking to Paige right now.
And the wind is not going to be a factor tonight. It's 4 miles an hour out of the south. And
No. I'm sorry. Summit is receiving the toss, Stormy. I stand corrected. Summit will start with the ball.
All right, let you give the lineups while you're looking for that. Summit will be going from left to right on your radio dial, north to south.
Story on offense for Summit, the Spartans. It will be freshman quarterback Destin Wade. Your favorite player in the county, Stormy, running back George Odemegwu.
Big George. Prince George.
Flanked on the other two running backs by Nafis Weldon and Christian Jolly. Tight end for Summit is Braden Sim. Your offensive line is Bradshaw, Bell, Smith, Vaughn, and Klaus. And then the receiver is Hunter Rogers. On defense for Page, Stormy, your defensive line is Tidmore, Ashman, and Van Lettingham. They run the 3-4 defense, so that means there's going to be four linebackers. They're Hurd, Cannon, Satterfield, and Harshaw. The secondary, Buckley, Burdick, Burns, and Simmons.
And here come the teams running on the field. The Spartans running from the south end zone, from the north end zone, out of that big, beautiful Patriot helmet. Come the Patriots, all red, white, those white helmets. Marcus, very patriotic looking out here. A lot of red, a lot of white, a lot of blue.
Stormy, with this nice field, these nice uniforms, everything's really crisp. All the colors are crisp and clean.
Well, I want to shout out Tommy Hughes. I know we're having issues with radio.net. We're trying to get it up and running. We got an engineer coming back to the station. Y'all be patient with us. The good news is tonight the broadcast will be available on podcast at wakmworldwide.com preceding the ball game. That's wakmworldwide.com/games podcast. So we've become high-tech redneck.
Oh, and hey, you can make that word your own, Stormy.
You like that? Now I've got to tell you.
Sounds like a country song, high-tech redneck.
There's no doubt about it. Number 25 for Page is kicking off.
That's Chase Tidmore.
I knew him when he was just a little man, 5-6-year-old man. His mother, Ann, played on our church softball team. She's a marathon runner, played right field, girl could hit, could field, and now her boys got one, number 67 and 25 for the Pace Patriots. All grown up, got on the uniform tonight, playing for the Patriots.
Yes, Story, one's the kicker and one's the starting offensive lineman.
That's right, dude. They've got Pace Patriot blood running through those veins. Good to see Ann and Mark, her husband, on the sidelines tonight. Well, here comes Ms. Tidmore on the kickoff, high and over and kicks, going to come down right at the goal line, taken by Odemegwu at the 1. He's at the 10. He's at the 15. He's hit, he's dropped at the 6. 16.
Big tackle right there. You don't see George go down that easily.
Wow, amazing. Big tackle that time. Odemegwu taken down right 16-yard line. They're going from left to right on your radio dial. They are to saddle their own goal post. And we appreciate Robert Hassel. Yeah, I missed lunch today, big boy. I had a funeral to go to, and AM950 is locked and loaded. We will have everybody else up and running here shortly. But here come the Spartans in white jerseys, navy blue pants, and navy blue helmet. Hand off to Odemegwu going to the right. He's at the 17. Flag hits the field. And as he hits the turf, right at the 17-yard line, it's a no gain.
I say, Story, one play, one flag, and it looks like it's going to be the area of holding.
And the Patriots are all clapping. They're liking what they're seeing already. Beautiful turf field there tonight. Williamson County, we got to give the county commissioners, one to my left, Tommy Little. We're going to give him a lot of praise tonight. He's going to get tired and pop me over the head in a minute if I keep talking. But they spent good money on this turf field. And after a torrential downpour today,
it's going to hold up.
Oh, it's going to hold up like it was.
This is why it's here.
So they walked it back half distance. Ball set back to the 8-yard line. It's going to be at 1st and 20, 11:45 to go. The clock kicks down. First quarter action. Summit at Page tonight.
That's not the start you want to see if you're Summit. Already a penalty.
Destin Wade at quarterback, the freshman. He's looked a little indecisive, yeah, trying to get his people set. Clock ticks down. Yeah, there was. It ticks down to 15. Tall sweep. Odemegwu is going to the left, and he's drilled to 5. And right now, that Page line is absolutely doing the numbers.
I mean, Summit's going in the wrong direction back to back. First play wasn't a play of the penalty, and then one play they do run, they lost yards. It's going to be 2nd and 23.
Well, they're backing up. It is 2nd 20, a long 23 and a half from the 5-yard line. We tick under 11-minute mark. First quarter action. Appreciate everybody tuning in here on the Game of the Week on AM950. Destin Wade, the ninth grader, quarterback, good athletic ability. Paul Sweep coming to the right. Runner breaks through from the 10, and he's finally knocked down at the 11-yard line. About a 5-6-yard gain, but it's going to bring up 4th down and forever.
So my question here, backed up inside your 10-yard line, 3rd and long, do you risk throwing the ball, or do you just stay conservative, run it right up the middle and punt and say, hey, this drive's over, let's play defense.
Well, with Coach Brian Coleman, you never know. How many fourth down conversions did he convert that night at Indy? The answer was 4 for 4.
Yeah, but none of them were inside the 10-yard line for me.
This is true. Here we go. Wade brings him to the line. 3rd and 19 from the 9. He's under center. Barking out command. Roll to his right. Odomegu off left tackle. He's at the 15. He's at the 20. Still feet. Finally dragged down as he creases the 23-yard line. Big game that time.
Sorry, big game, but not enough. I mean, that was a 13-yard gain, and you're still set up 4th and 7, and here comes the punter for Summit.
Hey, that's good news. Dr. Thomas Patrick Hughes said we have a much, much better signal on OO Tunes, and I appreciate that. Appreciate that update, and we'll pass that word on. But it still brings up 4th down under 9:35 to go fourth quarter. Summit wobbles the snap, kicks away, low end over end. Ball's taken by Burdick at the 50. He's at the 40, dragged down to 36-yard line. Michael Burdick, number 10. And yesterday I asked, he formerly played for Summit. I asked his former teammates your thoughts on Burdick, and they both went, wow.
And they're going to be starting with great field position, too. Let's see if they can get the ball in his hand again.
They said, respect, respect, respect. Michael Burdick can do it all. 1st and 10 from the 37, 9:26 to go. Page is already across the midfield. They are in Summit territory, 1st and 10.
They're spread out for me.
5 wide. Walker, ball slump there, almost intercepted right at the 30-yard line.
That was intended for number 13, Michael Bond, Stormy, or Miles Bond, I'm sorry. And it just bounced off his hands. It was a low throw. It would have been a short game if he did catch it.
Miles Bond is the one that had that 82-yard touchdown romp against Ravenwood. He shows his speed. We know that kid, when he gets in the open field, can make it happen. That ball was thrown at his lace hop, couldn't make the catch. Bring up 2nd and 10, 9:19, go for score action. 5 wides again, empty backfield. Walker drops straight back. Ball's caught at the 40 by Burdick, and he's dragged out the 35-yard line after a 2-yard gain. Actually, that was Bond again, correction.
And so Page is already showing, they're not really showing the run game. Their run game is going to be those little quick screen passes out to the receivers.
Well, they like to read Summit out any way they can. It's going to put the impetus on the offensive line for Page to give Walker plenty of time. And then on the defense side of the ball, you might see an extra man rushing for Summit, put pressure on Walker. 3rd and 8.
Oh, and that extra man just jumped on me.
He got the hiccup. He's going to give him 5 more yards. Make it 3rd and 3.
And Stormy, that was the middle linebacker, Max Meeker, trying to time up the snap count to get to Walker. This is the hard count. Got him, and that's 3-5 yards for Page.
Makes it more manageable. 3rd and 3. 8:37 to go. First quarter action. No score so far here from Page High School. Beautiful field. Beautiful night. Huge crowd. Playoff atmosphere here in Rutherville. Walker waiting on the snap. Shotgun formation. Whistle blows. Play stop.
I don't see a flag, Stormy. Was there a timeout taken?
Waiting on the official on the other side of the field. Well, it looks like it might be.
Dead ball. False start.
Okay.
I don't see a flag anywhere, but okay. That's the 5 yards given right back to Summit.
Given, they receive it.
Back to 3rd and 8 from the 35 with 8:20 and the clock is running.
Only thing we lost there was 17 seconds. A minute of our life, 17 seconds on the play clock.
And Walker's having some trouble getting the play in. It's 10 seconds on the play clock and he's just now getting in the huddle with the play. They're going to have to take a timeout.
Yeah, I agree. They're under 8, 7, 4. Man's in motion. Better snap it.
They called the timeout.
Just as he snapped it. They got a timeout. Let's take 30 seconds. This is sports on AM 950.
Hey, everybody, this is Stormy Mitchell, the sports team, and sometimes change is necessary. And recently, I made a change in all my insurance needs by switching over to Farm Bureau. My agent and good friend, Scott Murphy, handled all the details. And in the process, I was able to save even more money on my auto and home insurance. Scott Murphy's Farm Bureau agency is located at 1010 Murfreesboro Road, Suite 126 in the Maple Woods Shopping Center. His local number is 615-794-1104. He's highly decorated with Farm Bureau. He's on the Honor Council, Present Award winner, and top 10 agency in the state of Tennessee. For your insurance needs, call my good friend and great supporter of high school sports, Scott Murphy, at 615-794-1104. And be sure to tell them Stormy sent you.
Walker rolls out to his right. He looks back to his left. He's got a man open down the left side. Deep throw in end zone. Touchdown, Page Patriots. Wow, nice 35-yard strike on 3rd and 8. The Patriots convert.
I mean, how does Michael Burdick get that wide open standing in the end zone? I mean, there was no one within 20 yards of him. Walker could just throw a lollipop to him.
Well, I don't know, but I looked up and I thought, did he sneak out from the concession stand? Because I was out, man. He was wide open. One for the next 4, 10 more. From 20-yard effort, high, end over end. six good. 7:49 to go. Pace Patriots 7. Summit nothing. Let's take 1 minute. This is sports on AM 950.
A job well done. What a pleasant comment to hear. Trophy House Awards can make this recognition that special people deserve become a reality by creating custom plaques, acrylic and crystal awards, and gifts. Their staff can create an awards program for your sales team or volunteers that will motivate deserving people to future success. Trophy House is located in Williamson Square in front of Hobby Lobby on Highway 96, and their website is trophyhouse.com. When you think of recognition, think of Trophy House Awards.
Well, young man, I hope you've learned a lesson. No more batting ball this close to my house.
Yes, ma'am.
And you're paying for my picture window that Lewis Glass had to replace.
Yes, ma'am.
Those Lewis Glass folks were very nice, Sonny Boy. And speaking of that...
Yes, ma'am.
You're going to mow my grass this summer to pay for that replacement glass from Lewis Glass.
Yes, ma'am.
By the way, son, how old are you anyway?
I'm 46.
Lewis Glass, 106 Century Court in Franklin. Call 615-790-1977.
Back at Pace, which like Walker to Burdick, 35-yard pass on 3rd and 8, 7:49 to go. Patriots lead 7-0. Marcus, how many plays?
Sorry, it was 5 plays, 37 yards, set up by that good punt return, about a 10-yard punt return by Burdick. He took it at the 50, took it down to the 40.
Well, Burke had picked up 15 yards there, and then 35 on the play. That's all the whole 50 on the punt. So right now, Pace 7, Summit nothing. Kickoff is Sid Moore, high end over end. It's going to come down to 5. Think about Odomegu right at the 10 to 15. Dancing at the 20. He's at the 25, 26-yard line. He tiptoes out of bounds. Summit taking over to 26-yard line, trailing 7-0 here early in the first quarter.
And told me they already have better field position than they had any time in the last drive. Already starting at the, what is this going to be, the 20, right outside the 25 and 24-yard line. Let's see if Summit can go forward this time rather than backwards on their first play.
Yeah, they dug themselves into a hole, got all the way back to the shadow of the goalpost, had the punt. Michael Burdick picked that punt up right at the 50-yard line, 15-yard return. Page. They swapped out a couple penalties. The next thing you know, Page hits a 35-yard touchdown. Cade Walker's got a great arm.
He does, Tony. But we got to see now if Justin Wade's going to be able to put the ball in the air or if they're going to keep him on the ground.
Tall sweep coming to Odomegu. He's coming to the right.
Great tackle.
And he's dragged down to 22. And Marcus said it best. Great tackle. Odomegu had nowhere to run.
Number 16 on the tackle for Page. That is not on my 2-deep. Let me go to the roster. That's Hayes Barnett coming from the free safety position, a junior, shooting the gap.
There it is right there. We didn't have a number by him. Very good. Let's put it right there. Hayes Barnett, good tackle. 16. Come up, brings up a long 2nd and 11.
Kind of backwards.
They got the Michael Jackson moonwalk down tonight. They're going backwards. Not what Coach Brian Coleman anticipated tonight out of his Spartans.
No, you got that dance move down too, Stormy.
Oh, I've got it down. It's ugly. Tall sweep to the left. Crosses the 30-yard line to the 31.
That was number 7 on the run, Stormy. That was Keaton Wade, another freshman. Summit having to go deep into the roster tonight.
By the way, Keaton Wade is the twin brother of Destin Wade.
Really?
Yes. Keaton Wade, number 7. He heard that he was going to be getting some more playing time. Twin brothers out there at quarterback and at running back for Summit. Both ninth graders, both can run the offense, but both can't drive a car. 3rd down and 8, 6:23 to go, first quarter action.
And we got another flag, Stormy.
And there's Andre on the field.
And Page is clapping. It looks like Summit is still moving backwards, doing that moonwalk.
They weren't set. They did not get set. Looks like the Wade barked off the signals a little before they got everybody lined up. Big crowd here tonight. Boy, Page side of the field is just packed. End zones are packed. A lot of concessions on both ends. And boy, the Summit folks showed up in force tonight. Huge crowd. Playoff atmosphere here tonight on Arnold Road in Rutterville.
Now, Tommy, I remember when we saw the Summit team play in Destin Wade, he had an arm. Why aren't they, are they saving it for something? Why isn't he throwing the ball?
I don't know. It's Christmas and they have not opened their packages. All I know. 3rd and 13. He rolls to his right. Here comes Marcus Weston. Pass is thrown. Across the 27. Across, that's Odomegu. He crosses the 35.
Enough for the first down. Yeah.
Big first down to Prince George. Odomegu.
Open up the playbook, coach. It's going to work. He's got an arm.
They're away from the shadow of the goalpost. Nice play. They gave him down at the 30.
About 34, 35.
34, 9 tenths.
Looks like the nose might be coming close to the 35-yard line.
But it's still a first down. Fisher was a little indecisive there, but he finally put it down. 5:30 go. First quarter action on the move of the Spartans. And here goes Wade to the left, and he's a nice running back for the freshman, and he trips up as he crosses the 43-yard line. Marcus over there brutally falling battery on another moss before he flies in his eye.
Sorry, I've hanged my eyes now. Got to get a new source sheet, but I ain't going to let nothing fly my eye again. I'm going to have to use my phone as a weapon.
He was raw. 2nd and 1 from the 44. Under 5 minutes to go. Quick kid up the middle is Megwood. He goes nowhere.
That one's got bug guts.
Too much information there, Marcus. Too much information.
Well, Stormy, it's radio. I have to paint a picture.
Now, you painted one, all right.
With bug guts.
We should have talked about the great food they provided for us here tonight. We appreciate the pizza and the turkey and ham croissant on multiple layers of cheese. I'll tell you what. I had one.
That one so far, Stormy.
That was well said. Hand off going to the right.
That's Jolly.
It's Jolly, and he crosses the 50-40 down the 45-yard line across the midfield.
As our friend, not our friend, but Boomer from ESPN. Rumbling.
Well, that's exactly what he did, Christian Jolly, as he took the ball right at the 45-yard line and got a nice 11-yard gain. First down as the Spartans are on the move.
Well, we used to try that. That's fun. Rumbling, stumbling.
That exceeded the levels of my medication. First and 10 from the 44-yard line. Spartans on the move. Toss loose to Omega with the 45. He's had him brought down to 42. And on the tackle, 44 and 23.
Jackson Satterfield.
Satterfield and Bowers, both of those tough young men play both ways. Satterfield doesn't mind carrying the ball. He said, I'd rather be the hitter than being hit.
And so looking at this Hayes sideline, their roster looks a little deeper than usual. It looks like there's more players down there this year than I can remember seeing in the past.
Coach Rathbone's doing a wonderful job out here. Second down, 9 from the 43. 3:23 mark, first quarter action. Somebody going from left to right. Double handoff to Odomegu. He's crossed the 40. Dragged down by Burdick. Nice tackle from the backside there is Odomegu at the 37-yard line.
So that's that misdirection that we always talk about. It's a double handoff. The handoff running away from us, then they tuck it back in and hand it off underneath, coming back towards us. Defense really has to pay attention.
Is that a double counter? Would we call that a double counter?
Double counter or a misdirection?
I'm looking for the proper adjective, and I'm not sure my brain has anything that complicated stored up. Brings up 3rd and 3 from the 37. First quarter action. Somebody just crossed midfield there at the 37-yard line. Wade to quarterback. Going to keep it himself. He goes left. He stumbles. He falls just short of the 35-yard line. May have gotten two. Going to bring up
4th and short.
4th and very short.
And that was a design run, Stormy. It wasn't like it was a off-the-cuff scrambling move. That's a design run that just wasn't there.
Brings up 4th and spot. They moved it back about a half ball length. And by the way, it's easy to see on this beautiful field.
That was great.
I'm sorry we can't paint the picture pretty enough. This artificial turf, the new field turf, is picturesque. The footing is excellent.
Only Jolly just subbed in for kind of giving some more depth and width back there.
Full house packet for Summit. Tall sweep to the left is Odomegu, and he's brought down at the short to 35. He's held. That was Jolly on the tall sweep, and his legs were cut out from under him. He was hit to 37, brought down to 35, and he's going to be about a ball short. Good defense that time by the Patriots.
You're right. They did cut down trying to take his ankles away. At first, it just looked like he slipped, but you're right. There was a hand in there that just chopped him down. It's going to be first down for Page, just outside their own 35-yard line.
Just a hair across the 35, going from south to north, right to left in the radio dial. Page in all red tonight with white helmets, white shoes, just beyond the shadow of their own goal post. Waited quarterback. Quick hit to the left. Ball's caught at the 40, the 42, the 45, the 50, 45, 40, out of bounds. Quick hit, number 6.
Oh, that's going to be Simon Simmons.
Plays cornerback and receiver. Page is coming out 5 wide, empty house backfield. Almost, it's a 7-on-7.
They're not worried about showing runs, Stormy.
Nope.
They're not going to worry about play action either.
Matter of fact, they have not run a single run play tonight.
Stormy, that's a 25-yard gain right there.
Nice play. Simon Simmons. He came in this game with 2 interceptions. Got a big one at the Ravenwood ball game this fall. 1st and 10 from the 40. Patriots on the move. 3 to the right, 2 to the left. Man in motion coming to the left. Walker's looked to the left. He's going to run it himself. Keep it. He's crossed the 40. There's a 35. The 30. Smartly steps out of bounds before he sneaks a wrecking through.
And Stormy, Walker got a good block there from the center official.
Yes, he did. And you can do that.
That's the smart running. That's a player that knows where his blockers are, even the referees.
Well, Cade Walker's coming off of a deep thigh bruise, and if you've ever had one, I have, and it was it was like one of the most debilitating things I experienced for 8 to 10 weeks. You just can't stretch it out. But it brings up 1st and 10 from the 28. Quick hit to Bond, Miles Bond, and he's thrown out of bounds to the 40 at the 16-yard line.
Oh, there's a late flag. Okay.
And they're going to get a penalty on that one.
Right, I'm going to give some credit to that offensive line right there. Number 70, Ian Smith, got out blocking on that screen pass.
Christian, Christian Arnold on the tackle. No, Christian, John Casey on the tackle, and John Casey on the penalty. It's like a late hit, maybe a horse collar.
They're calling holding on Page.
Well, I missed that one.
And a face mask on Summit. They're going to be offsetting.
Okay, I didn't see the holding, but okay, offsetting. Well, 28 to go. First quarter action.
We got to replay the down.
All for naught. Miss Simmons is going, hey, whoa. I made a great catch and a great run. You got to bring that one back. I just want to know how Tommy Little hits a race on that big computer he's got to his left. Oh, that's how you do it. Oh, he's showing off. He hit one button. I didn't know you could do that. First and 10 from the 28. Cade Walker going all the way. Three wide receivers to the right. Another man in motion to the right is Burkett. He makes the catch at the 25. The 20 steps out of bounds. The 16-yard line. Another Page first down.
Sorry, when Burkett caught that ball, I thought his momentum was going to be taking him out of bounds. But no, he's so agile. He just turned on a dime, cut up field, got an extra 7 yards in the first down right here at about, what is that, the 17-yard line?
Right at the 17-yard line.
7-yard game.
He played, Martin Burkett played for Summit his first year until they moved, and his former teammates had one word for him, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Thank you, Aretha Franklin, help me spell that. The bottom line is they really admire the young man. First and 10 from the 17, 1:20 to go. The clock stopped and he stepped out of bounds. Walker going all the way, empty house backfield, has plenty of time, rolling to his right, then rushed out, ball thrown deep.
Great.
And it's caught. Is that a touchdown? Give the signal. He's going to come back.
They're going to put him right down short. So I'm trying to catch a number, if it was 10 or if it was 18. Let's give it to 10. You think it was 13? Somebody think it was Bond?
It was Bond. Bond caught the ball at the 5-yard line, backpedaling, leaped up and caught the ball back over his head. It was a blind catch. Beautiful play. Miles Bond, first and goal from the 2 with 1:09 to go. The Patriots are knocking on the door again. First time under center is Walker. Full house backfield, and looks like Summit jumped. They're in the pistol, actually.
No, Stormy. There was someone threw a football on the field, one of these kids.
Well, not to... Stacked eye. Well, look, man, they got them stacked all the way back to the 15-yard line. Last half of the whistle blows. Hey, Walker's not used to being under center. He's like, what? That's going to be on the Patriots.
Yeah, that looks like some movement. So that's going to march them back.
Well, they got it first and 2 from the 2. Now it's first and 7 from the 7. 1:01 to go. First quarter action. Page up 7-0. Here, WAKM game of the week.
I mean, they might be okay with that penalty because now they might be able to go more spread like they've been comfortable with all game.
Well, like I said, they've lined up one time in the stack.
Oh, they're doing it again. The back to stack.
Two times so far tonight, they're going to not be in the complete spread. Under center is Walker.
Oh, he sees something. Into the play.
Got 10 seconds left on the play clock.
There's another flag.
Now, okay. Now, the official throws the flag with 10.
Tony, how can they call a delay a game when
it had 10 seconds left on the clock? I don't know.
Unless I'm thinking, well, I know when the defense calls out of the snap count, that can be a delay a game. Is there something like that for the offense?
There was still 8 seconds left on the play clock and he threw the flag. And Coach Rathbone is demanding an explanation. And I don't think as big as he is, I would deny him one.
No, he's getting one.
But it said 8 seconds left on both clocks on both ends.
Oh, it'd be a fly down there, sorry.
Oh, that would be an interesting. I would like to hear that conversation. I don't know if we could put it on the air, but I'd like to hear the conversation. It'd be like some of our lunchtime conversations. Is that right, Robert Hassel?
And some of the headsets off now for Coach Rathbone.
If he throws that headset, I wonder how long the length on that cord is. Because it may come back like a boomerang. And he's not getting the explanation he's desiring, I can assure you. Now the official looks utterly dismayed and discombobulated.
Talking more than one coach now, that's never a good thing. It looks like they're going to turn the play clocks off.
All I can say is hand signals alone.
I think
it looked like an Italian reunion.
If the lips that I read are correct, I heard them say, just turn it off.
Well, here's what it does. It brings up a first and 12 from the 12. Empty house backfield. Three wide receivers to the left, two to the right. Walker in shotgun formation. And the official can't make up his mind. How much they're paying him is way too much. Here we go. Finally going to get a snap count. The officials can make up their mind. See if we get a playoff here eventually. And Summit jump.
Sorry, that's how many plays in a row with a flag?
Four. I'm running out of explanation.
Stormy.
I've never seen.
At this rate, we're going to be here like we were at Raven with the Lightning game.
Oh, let's
hope. On penalties.
Let's hope not. I need my beauty rest. It's not doing any
yeah,
good.
Yeah, you do.
It's not doing any good anymore. Easy now. First and seven. Walker rolls to the right. Got a man open. Ball's caught at the five, the four, the three, the two, the one.
Simmons.
And Simmons takes it to the house. Touchdown. Pink Patriots on a slanting route over the middle. Walker showing a lot of poise, waiting for his man to break free. Outran that linebacker. Took it in from the five. Beautiful run. Patriots up 13-0 with 55 seconds to go. First quarter action.
So a big first quarter for Cade Walker. Two touchdown passes already.
Did Moore lining up the extra point, a 20-yard effort. It's Matt. Hold, kick on the way, halfway to Franklin, and it's good. 1 minute break. This is sports. Damn, 950 as Page is up, 14-0.
When you need plumbing and electric supplies, you need the convenience and service you find at Discount Plumbing and Electric. Service begins with knowledgeable, friendly folks like the people at Discount Plumbing and Electric. You'll go from a novice to having the confidence of a pro when you visit Discount Plumbing and Electric. And don't forget about their lighting showroom, where you'll find a beautiful assortment of ceiling fixtures, ceiling fans, and light fixtures. Discount Plumbing and Electric, 101 Century Court in Franklin and in North Columbia on the Nashville Highway. See Discount Plumbing and Electric.
Hello, everybody. This is Stormy Mitchell, and Domino's needs your help. They're now hiring 17-year-olds to answer their phones. They're also in need of drivers with very flexible schedules, but you must be 18 or older. Part-time and a few full-time positions available. Drivers make from $14 to $16 an hour, including tips and mileage. Please apply at 400 Downs Boulevard, or if you prefer, online at jobs.domino's.com.
Call Dan Garza at Domino's, 790-8855.
Page Patriots to come out like a house on fire tonight. Marcus up 14-0. First quarter action.
We're ready for the kickoff by Tidmore, Stormy. Ball's teed up at the 40.
He's at the 40. No win. High end over and kick. Comes down right at the 1 yard line. Taking by Odom Medical. He's at the 10, the 15, the 20. And he dances out of bounds at the 21 yard line. Good blocking downfield. Got to give good. I tell you, he laid a nice little block that time. Keaton Wade, the twin brother of the quarterback. Destin absolutely de-cleated one of the Page players. The coach walked him and said, "You okay?" And the guy said, "Man, I didn't see him coming."
So, Story Summit last drive at least got the ball moving some. Now they got a step one, step two, step three, and they need to get some points this drive desperately.
Well, they're needed. 47 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Hand off to Odom Eglu, and he goes nowhere. Wow, in on the tackle. The Page Patriots is number 30.
Austin Harshaw.
Big tackle for number 30. Was it Harshaw? Is that how you pronounce this right? Actually, no, he got 1 yard. Now they get a yard. 25 seconds left. This quickly played first quarter. Page ran. How many running plays officially?
One.
Okay.
And it was a quarterback draw.
Yep. Wade misdirected, mishandles it, and he gets his own, calls his own number and crosses the 20-yard line to the 23. Got a nice 4 yard gain as the clock ticks down. And that is end of quarter number one. Page 14. Summit 0. Let's take 1 minute. This is sports on AM 950.
Just as WAKM is our hometown radio station, Franklin Synergy Bank is your hometown bank. I'm community banker Will Powell. Just like you, I live in this community and we are neighbor helping neighbor. Franklin Synergy Bank is locally owned and locally managed with a desire to see our community, as well as those around us, succeed and prosper. At Franklin Synergy, we would welcome the opportunity to earn your banking business. If you're looking for a financial institution to call your hometown bank, give us a call or stop by one of our 11 locations in Williamson or Rutherford County and talk with us. We are strong. We are local. We are Franklin Synergy Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Richard Harrington, president of Franklin Synergy Bank. And from our banking team, I want to thank all of our customers for their patronage and their support of our bank.
Stone, Stormy Mitchell back here in Lutterville, where Page leads 14-0 against Summit. Some quick scores for you. BGA is trailing Evangelical Christian 20-0. TPA is up on Hillsboro 14-6. Ravenwood is up on Father Ryan 14-0. And Brentwood leads Nolansville 7-3.
Brought to you by Domino's, 790-8855. This is lead quarterback for Summit. Throw out in the flat ball is caught to 27, dragged down to 29-yard line.
Going to be right on the marker, Stormy. Right short, maybe.
Well, it depends on the spot. Odom Eglu on the reception.
They put it right at the 28. Stormy, they needed to get 29.
Was not a friendly spot.
Fourth and one, and the punter's coming on for Summit. Number 13, the punter for Summit. Let's get a name out there. Bradley Pierce, a freshman. A lot of freshmen tonight for Summit.
And he's not very big as he stands at his 15-yard line, takes a snap. Good kick, high end over end.
Over the head of
Burdick. Wow, kicks the pass. Burdick, the ball comes down to 35, to 30, all the way back to the 25. Burdick reaches, picks it up. He crosses the 30, all the way back to the 35, to the 40-yard line.
Good return on a good punt.
Nice punt by Pierce. Pierce just not a big kid, probably 5'6", about a buck 30.
That's a familiar sounding height to you, Joey, right?
Unless you just say wait.
Well, maybe when you were in middle school.
Marcus, you're killing me, son.
Well, how much do you weigh in middle school, Stormy?
About a buck 10.
Yeah. We'll worry about 5'6"?
Yeah.
5'7"?
5'8", 5'7". Yeah, 5'7". 11-07 to go second quarter action. Burdick on the tall sweep to the left. As the flag comes down and he crosses the 40-yard line, steps out of bounds. Should be holding.
So we were thinking that was going to be a run play, but no, it was a forward pitch. So that technically goes in the playbook and the record book at the pass. That's going to be a flag if it's off or not.
They're going to bring it back.
Looks like one of the Page Patriots grabbed a white jersey and can't do that. Can't dance with them. It is holding from the point of the attack. Should happen at the 37-yard line. They'll make it back to the 27-yard line. The clock stops at 10:59 mark to go.
All the way back down to the 27. So a good spot.
I want to give a shout out to a friend of mine lost her husband this week. Patty Parsons lost her husband this week and settled up some Crime Stoppers. Went to the funeral this afternoon. And Marcus, I just got to tell you, I don't mind telling you, it was one of those solemn moments that we just do not enjoy. But Patty, you and your family, our prayers go out to you this week. First and 23 from the 27. Five wide receivers out. Walker's looking to the left. Got a man open down the sideline. And he overthrows him at the 35-yard line. Streaking pattern with Simmons again. Simmons trying to get back-to-back scores.
Busy night for Simmons. He was streaking down there. Now, if Walker had caught him right, there was a window. But there were two closing defenders for Summit pinching in.
Yeah, he did throw in double coverage that time, so that tells me if you got five wide receivers out and one in double coverage, somebody's open.
I mean, I like what Page is doing, though. They're spreading the field out, two on one side, three on the other, and the one going in motion towards the other three.
Yeah.
So you have the underneath route that will be open and top three taking the top off.
Yeah, trying to cover that. I need to watch what Summit's doing to cover that, but it's virtually impossible. Buster trailing 14-0. Walker rolls this time to the right. He's under extreme pressure. Pump fakes, rolls to his left, got a man open, and the ball is caught at the 45-yard line as he rips across midfield. Is that Burdick?
Burdick.
As he crosses midfield.
Only when Walker started scrambling, the defense and back started watching him, and Burdick found a hole toward the sideline, posted up, waved his hands, caught the ball, and now they're in a third and one with way more manageable than the second and 23 they were just in.
Boy, no doubt about it. Michael Burdick, he is a playmaker. They put some weight on this young man. He is going to be a phenomenal player on Saturday afternoon. Third and one from the 49. Sack eye behind Walker, under center, only third time tonight. Hand off first man through. He big line piles across the 50-yard line down to the 47.
That was number 44. That was, here, let me get a name. It was number 44.
Satterfield.
Second Satterfield.
The linebacker and fullback.
Cross midfield for the 3-yard gain.
Mr. Jackson Satterfield on the carry. Page come out again in the sacked eye. They're showing different looks. They go from five wide to a sacked eye. And boy, if you're a defensive coordinator for Summit, you're scratching your head. Hand off again. The Satterfield, he's crossed the 50 to the 45. Finally knocked down to 43-yard line. About a 5-yard gain. Satterfield's a big kid too, Marcus.
No doubt about that.
I think he's about, he was one of our kids that enjoyed from Stroud's barbecue a couple weeks ago.
So he's a little bit bigger than he was the day before.
And he came in. He's probably about 6'1", probably weighing in about 215-ish.
Wow.
I think it was my brother would call him. The term hoss comes to mind. Second and five from the 43, under 850. Hand off to number 18 up the middle. It's the first down for Pace Patriots on the carry.
Quincy Brock Compton.
And Compton is back. He has been injured, and he's back tonight. His first carry gets a first down.
Oh, man, they're marking it inches shy.
I'll tell you one thing tonight. The officials have not, on either side, they're not showing favorites, but they have not been favorable on the spots for either team.
I would want a measurement on this. This is very, very, no, it's a whole yard short. Never mind. It's just an angle that I'm looking at. It's a yard shot.
And by the way, the press box wins tonight. Beautiful. We got glass all around, so it's easy to see all the numbers and all the signs for us. We appreciate that. Under center's Walker. Hand off to Satterfield. He's met with resistance.
I mean, he got stood up right in the line. It's going to depend on the spot. And it looks like they're short. The official's putting up a fist, which means fourth down.
And he marked it with his left foot instead of his right foot.
They needed to get to the 38, and they're putting it at the 38.5.
Well, it was third and one, a long one. Now it's short. It's a fourth and a short one.
I mean, they're going to go for it.
Oh, yes, sir. Come out in the stacked eye again.
Watch for a sneak, Cormier. If they give any room up front in that defensive line, he's going to sneak it right over it.
Walker, you're right. Good call. And Walker takes it himself, and he strides forward for a first down for the Patriots as the clock ticks under 7:15 mark here in the second quarter action.
Oh, yeah. It looks like I know what I'm talking about sometimes.
Yeah, good call, Marcus. Well done, buddy. 14-0 is our score. Page is dominating this ball game. But last week, if you recall, Summit fell behind 21-0 at Columbia and roared back to win 30-21.
Can they do it twice in a month, though, Stormy?
Well, all I can say, the difference in Columbia and Page is it's more than the 40 miles difference. I can assure you, Page is a much better ball club. First and 10 from the 37. We're under 650. Second quarter action. Walker under center again. This time he rolls out to the right. Double pump. Got a man open. It's Burdick at the 10. And he overthrows him at the 5-yard line.
Sorry, Burdick was trying to run a stutter go. But when he released off the stutter go, he released inside the hash. Whereas Walker threw it outside the hash. So Burdick had to adjust. And that adjustment cost him the distance that he would have needed to catch ball.
Well described. Well said. Second down and 10 from the 37. The clock stops. 6:39 to go. Appreciate y'all tuning in tonight. A beautiful Friday night here on AM 956. This is week 6 of the season.
I know, Tommy. Can you believe that?
Oh, man. We'll play out some beer before we can scratch. Rolling to the right is Walker. He's under pressure. He throws it down. And, boy, he's knocked out of bounds. He comes halfway to the stands over here.
And Tommy, I believe he was just trying to throw the ball away, but it was still somewhat towards the field of play. That was a little bit of a dangerous throw. If I'm throwing it away, throw it to the cheerleaders. Throw it to Mama.
Yeah, throw it to the Cracker Jack box over there. And it brings up a long third down. Third and 10 from the 37. The clock stops 6:30 mark.
Now, Stormy, I was watching Tidwell kick pregame, and he was good from the 35-yard line, which would be a 45-yard kick. They still have some room to get there, though. They probably need to get at least one more first down to get in field goal range.
Yeah, he's just sophomore. He's got a good leg, though. Good kid. Good-looking kid. Good snap. Walker's under pressure. Throws the middle. Almost intercepted. Wow, almost picked off.
That's 11. That should have picked that off.
As he pounds the turf. Four.
That was Jalen Herod, Jr., had it slipped through his fingertips.
Middle linebacker, number 11, he dropped back in deep coverage, and it hit him in the hand. Tidmore is the punter. He's coming out.
Against Jerry Maguire.
Jerry Maguire. My boy, Jim McGuire. Fourth and 10.
My word's stronger than oak.
Oh, I hate that line. When the ball rolls down, boy.
Stop it.
Stop it at the 1-yard line. Great Caesars go. Stop it at the 1-foot line. Gave his mother gray hair. I didn't think he was ever going to stop it.
Don't worry, that's riskier than it's worth. I don't know if they can actually spot the ball that close. They might have to bring it back out a little bit.
All I can say is that you couldn't put a slice of paper down between the football, the football and the end line being a touchback.
I think the shadow of the ball is in the end zone.
It is. And speaking of the shadow of the goalpost,
here comes another sneak, Norman.
Here comes Wade, Destin Wade, the ninth grader. Going to take it, sneaks it forward. And, wow, I actually got 2-3 steps, and he met with a host of red jerseys.
Sorry, that was a smart play. I didn't see who did it, but I saw a red jersey at the snap and jump right over the center, knowing that it was going to be a sneak.
That was Satterfield. Satterfield's a baller. That kid can play. He's got great football acumen. He knows where to be, offense, defense. He's one of those
fearless.
He's one of those coaching dreams that you just say, hey, son, I need you to do this. And he'll say, yes, sir. Son, I need you to do that. Yes, sir. And that's how he's described by Coach Rathbone at Stroud. Just one of those kids that he said you could build a team around. Second and 9 from the 2, they gave him a yard and a half.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good game considering they knew what was coming. Wade under center. Timeout. Summit.
I think the play clock was running down, Stormy.
They're looking for a 99-yard play to drop in the dirt over there. Problem, there's no dirt left. Marcus, let's keep it here. Your thoughts so far on this ball game?
Stormy, this is a big drive right here. Summit starting with their back against the zone. They have to put something together. They only have one drive of any worth this game.
Any
so
substance
far.
At all. That was the third one. Yeah.
They need to put a drive together, not just because they need to get some points before half. They don't need to give Paige the ball back and let that offense keep rolling. They need to have them sit on the bench for the rest of this half. They need to have a 5.5-minute drive that ends in points and have Paige not get the ball back until the second half. Hopefully that will cool them off to where that momentum's gone and someone can wage that comeback that they're looking for.
Because Page gets the kickoff after halftime.
Correct.
So if
and what they don't need right here is they don't need Page to double up. They
if
don't,
Page gets the ball back, they'll score. They could literally go 28-0 if they don't get a first down here.
They can go 28-0 without Summit getting the ball back.
That's true. Second and 9 from the 2. Under center is Destin Wade, the freshman. Handoff to Odomegu, who's going to the right.
Oh, did he get out?
It's going to be close.
Judging by the referee's foot, they're giving him the 1 yard line, would be a loss of 1.
Nice tackling inside that time by the big defensive line.
Yeah, so we can't give a number because it was all 4 of them.
Well, let's go. There was Christian Tidmore, Kate Ashman, and Max Van Lanningham, big 89. We know what he does. We've seen him in action when he put all the pressure on the folks at Ravenwood that night about 2.5 weeks ago. But still 3rd and 10, they lost half a yard, literally at the 1 yard line with the goalpost bleeding down their back. 4:45 to go. Man in motion to the left, hand off to Odomegu. As he rolls, Craig pulls it back in. Wade picks it up. The ball's caught. 19 yard line. Oh, he dropped it.
Oh, no, they're marking it completed, Stormy. Right at the 19 yard line. Marking it completed. That was number 34 on the catch. That is Max Meeker.
Max Meeker makes just a catch of a lifetime on that play.
That shows you the confidence of the freshman, Stormy, letting him not only throw from the end zone, letting him roll out in the end zone. Think about it this way. There's a holding call in the end zone.
Yep.
It's a safety.
That's true. 2 points. Well, it's 1st and 10 from the 19, 4:32 to go. Hand off to Odomegu with a quick hit. He's at the 25. He's across the 30. Finally dragged down to 37-yard line. Odomegu is sprinting. Prince George is on the move.
And now those Summit Spartans are rolling, Stormy, back-to-back big, tough plays. And they're out of the shadow of the end zone. They're all the way down to the 38.
That's tight play, Marcus. It gives them a good taste in the mouth. It gives them momentum. So, hey, we are away from the shadow of the goalpost. We got back-to-back big runs.
That's going to open up the playbook as well.
Here we go. Destin Wade under center, the freshman quarterback.
Not there.
Hand off to his brother to the left. He's at that hole, just never opened. And Satterfield on the tackle at the 36.
So, you know, the first two players that were there for Pace was Satterfield, and it was Burdick. 3 yard loss on the play.
And Keaton Wade is a quick running back, but wow, Burdick was just in on that play on a big tackle. Sure tackle. Brings up a 2nd and 12 from the 36. The clock ticks under 3:30 mark. Wade rolls to the left. Got a man open in the flat. The ball's thrown. Is it caught?
It's caught.
Beautiful play. Kim gets a number as the ball goes out of bounds as he crosses midfield to 49-yard line.
Number 10 on the catch. That was Hunter Rogers, a senior.
Hunter Rogers makes a spectacular comeback catch. It's almost the old button hook route there, Marcus. He did a long curl, came back the ball, caught it to 49, and they give him a 1st down for the Spartans. That's 3 in a row.
Just shy of midfield.
Double handoff this time back to the right. A little toss sweep. The runner's finally dragged down at the 45-yard line.
Nafis Weldon. I hope I'm saying that right. N-A-F-I-S.
That's a hard one. We had him before. Remember that calling his name when we were at Independence.
Gain of 5 on the play, down to the 46.
Nafis, N-A-F-I-S.
I believe it.
That's what we'll call him. Weldon, number 5. He's a small running back, but good hands. Nice 5-yard gain.
This is the drive that they were needing, Stormy.
Got plenty of time. 2:35 to go on the clock. Clock ticks down. Handoff up the middle to Odomegu. He's blocked down to 28-yard line. Ran into a brick wall and just stopped. But all the way to another 1st down to the 38. And Summit is announcing their presence with authority.
Stormy, that's their 4th 1st down on this drive. I believe that's more than they've had the entire game previous to this drive.
Correct. They had 2 previously on the 3rd drive. 1st and 10 from 39. The clock ticks under 2:10.
And we got a timeout on the field. So we timeout.
Okay. Let's take 30 seconds. This is Sports on AM 950.
Hey, this is Stormy Mitchell. I want to cordially invite you to the church at West Franklin. You'll be greeted with a warm smile, firm handshake, some of the best coffee in town, excellent music, and some of the finest preaching this side of heaven. The church is located at 700 New Highway 96 West. If you can't make it, tune in to WAKM on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and listen to the church service. The preaching will be done by Dr. Matt Pearson from the church at West Franklin.
Where classic country is back home again. AM 950 WAKM, Franklin.
We are back. The Spartans have come to life here. They're trailing 14-0 late in the 2nd quarter action. 2:09 to go. Patriots up 14-0. Summit took the ball over, Marcus, at the 1-inch line at the shadow of the goalpost, where they crossed midfield out in Page territory.
They're in shotgun. They're going to be opening up the offense right here, Stormy. I know they're running the ball.
Odomegu, to tall sweep to the left. He's at the 40, the 35, the 30, the 25, the 10, the 15. Finally knocked down to the 10-yard line. George, the Prince Odomegu, down to the 10-yard line.
That's the biggest play of the game, yardage-wise. For Summit, that is down to the 10. It's going to be a 29-yard run for George Odomegwu.
Beautiful run that time. Just a simple tall sweep to the left. And we've got Goss Bolin here. He's got halftime guests lined up. And everything's lined up. Good Shane Pintoff, the principal for Page, will be here. Appreciate them doing that. First and 10 from the 11. Under center is Wade. Rolls to his right. In toss and go. It's a touchdown pass to Jolly. Beautiful toss that time. Wade rolls to his right. Had a man open. And Jolly on the catch. All of a sudden, it's a 137 mark. The Spartans briskly go 99 yards, Marcus, for a score to keep them in this ball game with 137 to go.
Tell me, that's huge. It was 99 yards in about 4 minutes, eating clock up. Page is going to get the ball back, but at least there's points on the board.
Kicks on the way. And it gets across the crossbar. 14-7 is our score. 137 to go. Let's take 30 seconds again. This is sports at AM 950.
Matthews Team Sports is your full-service team sporting goods dealer. Online stores, in-house screen printing, top brands such as Adidas, Under Armour, and Gatorade. We handle teams from middle schools to universities and everything in between. Visit us at MatthewsTeamSports.com. Locally owned and operated, on-time delivery, and customer satisfaction are our top priority. Any sport, any season, any equipment, or any apparel need. Our team is ready to serve your team. Contact us now at MatthewsTeamSports.com.
Through the years, your hometown station, AM 950 WAKM, Franklin.
Just went 10 plays, 99 yards, 99 and 9 inch yards.
Impressive.
Impressive. Destin Wade on a third and 10 from his end zone, hits a receiver.
And so that's going to be one of the questionable ones right there, because he caught it on the sideline. They called it a catch, but then you saw the ball kind of skirt away after. Was it a catch or was it not? It's in the book as a catch.
Ball kicks, a short end over end kick comes down, taken by Burke at the 15. He's at the 20, the 25.
Gone.
He's at the 30, the 40. He's got a kicker to beat. And he blows by him like he's standing still. And he's going to take it to the house. Michael Burdick ran back the kicker like he was a Statue of Liberty and took it 85 yards. Michael, the blitz, Burdick, touchdown, Peach Patriots.
Know all that momentum that someone thought they just got?
Just went down the tube.
It's gone.
I mean, explosive. And you called it. When he got to the 30, I thought he was gone. I couldn't say it. When he got to the 40, he had one man to beat. He crossed midfield. The kicker saw him at the 40 on the other side of the field. And that poor kid no more had a chance tackling him than I did.
Sorry, Michael Burdick's not going to get caught by a kicker. He's going to outrun that angle.
I mean, he looked like, oh, hey! It was a matador. Did more on the kick. Long, high. It's good. 122 to go. New score. Page 21. Summit 7. Let's take 1 minute. This is Sports on AM 950.
I'm Derby Jones, publisher and CEO of the Williamson Herald and Southern Exposure Magazine, and I'm very lucky to be surrounded by professionals.
I'm Brandy Blanton, publisher of Southern Exposure Magazine. We bring you